Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Thousands of shows, millions of listeners. By clicking on, logging on to blogtalkradio.com, you will connect with the world. Discover what the world has to say. You're listening to Kathy Watson, Live with Kathy. Come join the consortium. Be part of the discussion. Oh, this week, today it's part four. Your life, is it heaven? It went into an auction. And I am working with the people that did buy my domain name, and hopefully they'll restore it to me. But if they don't, what difference does it make? It's KathyWatson.co. C-O meaning company. Write this down, get your pen and pad out. The week of the 24th, 25th, 26th, live without. Isn't life exciting? But now, come on. Remember, we start the morning with a big, big cat stretch. Meow, meow, meow. And if you notice, I am keeping my voice in the lower register. I don't want to startle you. I don't want so much exuberant energy that you go, whoa, I'm not even awake yet. So here's to your great day. Get up. Get up. Slowly get out of bed. But before you do that, stretch way up and wiggle your toes and your fingers. Imagine you're a cat. Oh, take a big yawn and oh, get ready for the day. Now remember to put a smile upon your face. Wear it each day. Don't you dare erase. Give smiles to each person that you meet. It's such a nice way for you to greet. Your smile may be passed on to others, shopkeepers, friends, sisters, or brothers. It's a gift that comes right back to you. When you smile, others will too. Have you noticed that? When you smile, hi, how you doing? How's it going? Oh, everyone will benefit from it unless you make happy those who are near and those who are far. Will come. Do you remember the play, the movie, If You Build It, They Will Come? It was about baseball players. If you smile, they will come. Did you know that laughter is for hell? Oh, a lot of ugly things happened. Well, do you have a mirror there? Take a look and say hello to the landscaper of your life. No two human beings are alike. No two fingerprints are alike. And make your decisions with equal care. The result will serve you happily with infinite fun and joy to share. Do you get it? Your life is time. I'm giving you part of my life. I'm giving you 4 hours a week of my life that is joyous, that I want to share with you. It's what Steve Jobs said. I would have loved to have met him. Your time, my time, is limited. So don't waste it living someone else's dreams. I open the show with, no two human beings are alike. You're unique. You are remarkable. But you're the only one that could make it happen. Nope. Are you living in a prison in your mind? Let me just do an overview of this week. On Tuesday, I opened the show with, that was part one. I'm telling you right now, honey, you're writing your own life, your own script. You live in what you create, and you're ultimately responsible for everything that happens to you. You cannot blame anyone for how your life is going. And then on Wednesday, we talked about part two. Heaven and hell are not created by what is happening to us. It's by our choices. Heaven or hell are consequences, the state of mind. Do you have the courage to pursue your hopes and dreams? Look, this is a no-brainer. If you go back 3 years to all of my shows, you will hear me say over and over and over again, we create our lives by the choices we make. On a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you? The choices that you made, are you living in heaven or hell? And are you staying in a situation out of fear, locked in your own mental prison? You have choices. Click away. You have choices. And then yesterday, if you missed the show, part three, toxic negative thinking and words. You've all heard this, I guess it's a nursery rhyme. I want it thrown out. I want it torn up. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Whoever wrote that, I want to... Oh, I can't believe it. Buddha says, and partner, and just you stand there and hold your right hand out to the side. And have your partner say to you, oh, I love it when we're together. I just love it. And then your partner will try to push your arm down. It won't go anywhere because you're so inspired. You're so filled with the strength of the words that empowered you. Now wait a few seconds. Keep that arm up. And have your partner say, Get out of my sight. I can't stand you. And have that partner try to push your arm down. It'll go down in a nanosecond. It totally weakened you. Can you be like a child again? Words that hurt, words that empower. And I want all of you to remember this. The words that you have visited on other people, they'll never forget it. They will never forget. And those of you that are raising our children today, they're our future. Would you praise them? You see the smile on their face? But when you berate them, oh, you're clumsy, you're so dumb, I hate you, get out of my sight. Their little faces just wither away. And I want you to know, listen to me, they will always remember. They will always remember. I want to do a sidebar. We're living longer, not necessarily better, and we're certainly not living smarter. And on occasion, I will, you'll hear about, seniors that have been left at the hospital door, or they have been abused. I don't agree with it. I simply don't. But I want to make a point. And many times they're abused by a relative, a child, a grown-up child. But how did the seniors treat their offspring? How did they treat them? You know, buttons are pushed, buttons are pushed, buttons are pushed. I'll be doing a series. Oh, not for... I don't know. Were either one of you a joy to live with? You remember. You know, it's interesting. The interest span of the human being is 5 to 8 seconds. But isn't it amazing how you could remember things when your buttons is pushed that happened 50 years ago? And that is what is designing your life today. Toxic negative thinking. So what's the formula? How do you change it? How do you change it? Are you ready? I took a session, it was called EST, a long time ago. And this is the formula for turning your life around. I want you to live in heaven, but you can't because you've locked yourself in hell. You're the prisoner of your own thoughts and thinking. But now you're saying, well, Gabby, that's great, but what's the formula? There are only three reasons for upsets. Thwarted intention, unfulfilled expectation, and undelivered communication. You know, it's that last one, undelivered communication. Do you talk? Do you truly sit down and just hold hands and look into each other's eyes and say, I need to talk with you. You don't make anyone wrong. You see, this is where the misconception. No, they're not wrong. We all are doing what we possibly can. We react to the moment, the present moment, and our reaction is going to be the only thing that we have to work with in the now, right now. Long time. Yeah. Because through all of the training, the seminars, the books, oh, the brain, the super brain, I'm picking up another book today. It is unbelievable. Did you know that your brain remembers everything, even at the time of conception, during gestation? The minute you were born, your brain is like a sponge. It remembers everything, and you have all of these thoughts that are not true, and you're going to change. Sit down. We need to talk. Oh, that's unique, isn't it? Talking? Ah. T-A-L-K. Talk. I want to share something with you. I wasn't happy with your remark the other day. Now, if you could explain to me why you made that remark, then I could resolve the... I know it would help you a great deal. Log on and click on the 17th, 18th, 19th, and of course the 20th, and listen to the shows. You see, you don't know how much time you have left. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. So when you're in an upset, and perhaps your life is not joy, then why don't you talk about it? Why don't you talk about it? You only have the present moment right now. N-O-W. This has to do with workers. But you know, it's got to be your tone of voice. It can't be. Man, ranting and raving. No! Even I would walk away and say, when you're in control, I shall be more than happy to go over whatever it is that is upsetting you. So you only have right now. It's 6:57 Central Time. Right now, make the decision to change from, TNT, toxic negative thinking, to PEP, positive energy power. I love the lyrics of Somewhere. And you know what everyone is, if I may? You know, because we are living longer, and America is just so in love with youth. I'm going to give you the formula right now to really look good and to preserve your youthful looks. Be happy. Kind of simple. Abusive words. Oh, please don't tell me that you're staying in an unhealthy relationship with the children. And by the way, I've been getting more research that women could be extremely abusive. Don't stay. Why are you staying? This is your life, honey. This is all that you have. And you reach out. There are a plethora. Plethora means there's a vast number of organizations that will help. You see, you matter. Susie in Boise, Idaho. Sonia in Malaysia. Rita in Pennsylvania, Kathleen in Arizona. You matter. An invention, a service, product? You have been mandated to share your genius because you're all amazing. You just don't know it because you've been surrounded with words that hurt. And I want to empower you today. Not someday, not somewhere, but today, right now. So you have the formula to change from toxic negative thinking to positive energy power. Hey, just for today. Just today, with an inner action, you're going to take 100% responsibility for your choices. Do you see the difference? Can you see the difference? So today, just for today. Oh, I know, you've had tragedy, you've had upsets. But remember, you chose them. It's your choice whether you're going to live in heaven or hell, starting today. And you're going to be aware of the words you use. Turn it around. How would you like to be told that you're clumsy? I can't stand you. That you're not even aware of it. So, you take little teeny tiny baby steps. Can you hug? You know, I'm asking you, can you hug? Can you give your significant other or spouse, whoever, a hug? Your children? Could you today, just for today, tell them that they're really great? You're brilliantly talented? I have adult children, and I keep telling them how brilliantly talented they are. Oh, mother. But I already know that I planted the seed. Oh, and you look at these people today, they're just so, their face negative, and you'll see how many negatives you have. Because you didn't know that you could change your life by your choices, did you? You want to change your thinking? You want to change your life? Pay attention to your choices. You see, you can't say, oh, Kathy, that is really great. I'm going to get in touch with my feelings, and I'm going to make a difference. And then, in the back of your mind, the chicken chatter, oh, I think she inhaled. What is she talking about? It ain't going to happen. And you're right. It's not going to happen because you just canceled. And once you put a thought out there, it comes right back to embrace you or bite you in the butt. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the call-in number is 347-637-3789. And I want to take a moment to share with you that Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven. Would you like to be part of the Live with Kathy Radio Consortium? Now, forget about, oh, I need to understand your purpose of your business, your service, your product. You want to write a book? What is it that you want to do? I have been mandated to help you become the person that you truly are. No facades. Now, we wear many hats. Now, I'm wearing my radio hat. In an hour, I will have my exercise. I prompt you. I guide you. And then I put you on the air. No extra cost. Mm-mm. It's in this very low price. It's how I give back to the world. Now, it's all about you. Now, after the show, you already know that it's archived. And now you have... Then you're going to ask yourself one question. Was I dynamic? Would you get up and run to the phone or the computer to order, to get in touch with you based on what you had to say on Life with Kathy? Now, my experience is that we usually have to tweak, but that's okay. You at least heard yourself, and now we start to mold you, to develop you into who you really are, not that facade. Not that person that you're acting out today. That is not who you are. You're going to find out who you are. And now here's the good news. You email the whole world and say, log on. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, spelled CathiWatson. And click on the date, and they will hear the show. How sweet is that? Imagine you holding an audience spellbound. It's your choice. It's your choice to rim and acknowledge them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. You see, I know their hidden talents. They're not the gruff, oh, I'm an iron. Oh, no, they're teddy bears. And I love to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. And you want to know what the good part is? Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. It's a 4-year apprenticeship. You log on www.ironworkers.org and find out if it's for young workers. Ah, it's solidarity. And then youtube.com/IronWorkersImpact. Choose a career, not a job. Is it for everyone? No. Hey, women, you look great. You do great. When the Silver Fox was in ironworking and he was running jobs, he would always say, the women in so many cases outdo the men. So log on, ironworkers.org. When you logged on to kathywatson.co and you clicked on all of the buttons, did you click on books? You see, when I'm doing the talk radio show, if you call in on the date, no emails, you have to call in and say, I'm listening to the show and give me your comments. that are empowering, you get the ebook free. You can call in right now, 347-637-3789. I will email you the book, The Elixir of Youth, The Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets to the Fountain of Youth. Over 55 years of research and development. Look, if you want to recreate the wheel, go ahead. But I have the natural secrets to you really looking fabulous. And yes, looks do matter. Now scroll down and you'll see choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. And Rika Cuff is one of the contributors. Divine Intervention. Now, she is the director of the 50-plus consortium at the Park District. You don't have to be bored and lonely. It's your choice. Log on heparks.org. You see, the park districts, the senior centers, and the libraries, they're all there ready to help you enjoy the quality life that I know that you're not enjoying. Your life do matter, and we want to hear from you. The world wants to hear your story. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. In the Elixir, secret number 7, page 42, I share with you my secret for de-stressing our faces for men too. Stress, toxicity, trauma are all leading factors in premature aging. Let's see, today is the 20th. Oh, can you believe we're almost at the end of the month? Do you have a little issue with your money or taxes? And you need to talk to a CPA? Well, Greg McIntyre is our personal CPA, and he'll be delighted to answer a mini question. I mean, you're not going to keep him on the phone for hours. But you log on ahtax@ameritech.net. I'm going to build my own home-based business. And Jack, her husband, said, oh, no, you're not. You're Missy, you're going right back, and you're telling them that you want your job back because you ain't going to make it. What? What did you say? That I ain't going to make it? Whoa. Well, my dears, she has a formula. She had a business plan. And it's unique, it's humorous, and it worked. So after 8 cars later, Jack has since passed away. And traveling the world today, she's in her late 70s, and she gets a check every month for figures. So this is a call to action. I'm calling all of the women of the world, not only in America, but globally. This is the year to let our voices heard in solidarity. Do you know, together we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. I don't know, are some of you getting wealthy working for corporate America? I don't know, I guess you are. But for most of us, it's numbered. Who wants to work for someone else? I couldn't. At 25, I had my own home-based business. Have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Then think seriously about creating your own home-based business. Get the family involved. Yeah, with a home-based business, that's a way to fulfill your dreams. And your challenge. More people are becoming wealthy today, starting from nothing, and it could be you. It doesn't take a ton of money. It's pandemic. More women than ever are embracing the power, and men too, of creating your own home-based business. You're the CEO. You choose the hours. Make it a family affair. But be sure, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And when you get the aha, you just go, man, that is awesome. Awesome. Do you know that you truly could have a life that is joyous, with abundant health and wealth? What do you think all of these shows have been about? Right now. Not somewhere, someday, but right now. Can you think happiness? Can you smile? Can you sing a happy tune? Because when you do, it will boost your immune system. When you're laughing, it's a catharsis. It truly gives you a sense to get in touch with your feelings. When you're laughing, you're purging, you're purifying of emotions, or relieving of emotional tension, giving problems, fears, by getting rid, just laugh your way to good health. And humor and laughter is a catharsis. Humor is intellectual. It's a way of viewing the world. What are you so intense about? Did you know that there are about 20 different ways to laugh? See, laughter is universal. It involves every major system in the body. It's spiritual, physiological, emotional, and it doesn't need a reason to be. It's unreasonable, illogical, irrational. It exists for its own sake. Little kids laugh 500-600 times a day. Oh, not the average adult. No, very serious. I won't even smile. Because, you know, my mind is set in cement. The health benefits of laughing. It massages your entire intestines. And as we gulp in massive amounts of air, our blood is highly oxygenated. Laughter causes our brain to produce hormones called beta endorphins, which reduce pain, and our adrenal glands to manufacture cortisol, a natural anti-inflammatory, great for arthritis. It's the end of the show. See you Tuesday at 6:30 a.m. Au revoir.